Yes, Douglas. Today, the M23 rebels took the locality of Nyanzale, 27 kilometers north of the city of Goma. The locality was taken by the M23 rebels after 2 days of clashes with the Congolese army, clashes which caused a massive displacement of the population towards the north in the Lubero territory.
Nyanzale town has had a lot of internally displaced people. Do we know their fate or whether they are safe?
Yes, Nyanzale was home to tens of thousands of people displaced by earlier clashes, but these people have been forced to flee once again to the north of Nyanzale in Lubero territory, and where they are, according to the latest news, they are safe. But the question is, how long will they stay safe? Because the rebels have a tendency to advance towards where they have taken refuge.
Nyanzale is not very far from Goma. Do you think Goma could be the next city to be the target of the M23 rebels?
It's true that Nyanzale is a very important locality with a population of over 80,000. But before it, other very important towns not far from the town of Goma had already been taken. So the case of Nyanzale is yet another in a long line of towns falling into rebel hands. It has to be said that Goma is a great risk because for the time being, clashes are continuing some 20 kilometers from the city, and the city is surrounded. Today, to leave Goma, you have to cross Lake Kivu, as all the roads are cut off.